The budget is a changing thing. Some of it comes in a monthly allocation. So, right now, district administrators have been giving it their best guess as to how the numbers will actually pan out. Petersburg School Board got a look at the proposed budget during their meeting Tuesday night. Projected revenues are $9,775,000, about $19,000 short of projected expenditures. Karen Quitzland, finance director for the district, told board members they would need to go into their reserves for that balance. One of the main factors for the shortfall is that the foundation funding is being reduced by $302,000 because of declining enrollment. Administrators have met several times about it and came up with proposed budget changes.
The major changes are in the payroll aspect of that. So a lot of the other categories were not needed to be changed because we changed some of our staffing.
There will be three less teachers and one less classified employee. That includes a high school English teacher and a first grade teacher who are both resigning. Additionally, the district is dropping a middle school special education teacher, and they're losing a middle school classroom aide. To compensate, the district plans to keep students in combined classrooms at the grade school and shuffle students around. The yearly student count happens in October, which sets state funding. At this point, the district is right at the threshold of 425 students. If they have one less student come October, the budget would decrease, but they are actually projecting more students by then. The district is also dealing with increases to insurance rates, as well as a 3% increase to electricity and a 5% increase for fuel. But it wasn't all bad news.
Breaking news yesterday was that there's a 0% increase in our health insurance premiums.
Oh my gosh.
No way.
So that is not reflected in this draft.
Oh, that's nice.
Superintendent Rob Thomason called the 0% increase a blessing, but was quick to say it's not coming without a cost.
We don't have a Cadillac health insurance program. We have a Chevrolet program, and it's not even a classic Chevrolet. But it is a good program, and it meets people's needs, but it wouldn't be happening without the cooperation and the understanding of our staff.
The 0% increase to the NEA insurance is statewide. The Petersburg School District is also seeing an increase in the PERS and TERS on behalf rates. Those are the funds that the state contributes on behalf of employees into the state's retirement system. Again, Karen Quitzland.
We never see those funds, but we are required to include those in our budget. And actually, for this coming fiscal year, it's over $2 million.
Those rates went up about 7% for PERS and 17% for TERS, a total of about $354,000. The school district is assuming the borough will make a $1.8 million contribution, but that won't be a done deal until the borough approves its budget next month. The district's budget is due to the state by mid-July. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.